There's a companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This Sahabi, Hazrat Razin radiyallahu anhu, and he stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated to me, that shall I tell you an action or something that will give taqwiyat, strength to your deen? Shall I not tell you this? That will be better and good for you in both worlds, in this world and the akhirah. From which balai, goodness, strength will come, benefit will come into your life in this world and the hereafter. This is a very, you can say, supreme message, excellent message. If we can listen to this with a little bit of concern and fikr, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us such an excellent piece of advice, such an excellent action, such an excellent asset that we are acquiring, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that I will give you the action or the advice that will give you strength and power in your deen, firmness in your deen, robustness in your deen. Today, in this day and age, we know the hal of our deen, the situation with regards to our deen. We know this best, each and every one of us. We are weak with regards to deen, implementation of Islam. We are part-time in our implementation. We don't have strength in our deen. We don't have the foundation of deen. We make an intention that I'm going to do this. Then weakness comes again. And we have the effects of environment and society, things around us, business, dunya, work. And life is passing. And life then will continue to its conclusion. Now, during this journey, if we attain such advice and direction from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he gives us a guarantee, and this is not some minor human being, this is the Imam of the Anbiya, the head of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is telling us this, that you will attain the strength for your deen, the power for your deen, the boost, the battery charge. What a great statement. That, for example, if I say today I want to pray tahajjud, and if I pray tahajjud I become so strong that I start to become regular in tahajjud. This is called strength in my deen. If I realize today that alhamdulillah there's so much thawab for such an action, and I feel like I do this action, but weakness overwhelms me, overtakes me, overcomes me. But the things that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, and if I get the strength from his advice, and then soon as I think of a good action and I become regular in this, amazing, what Jannah I will earn, paradise in this day and age. Whereas Salah, it's difficult for us to pray Salah today. We make intention, I'm going to get up and go to Fajr Salah in the morning. Definitely I'm going to go, I'll try and I'll go. But we don't go, we don't wake up. What's the reason? Oh, nafs, desires, shaitan. And how much loss I've earned at that time. Imagine how much loss and the adab, the punishment that has come onto my head. And then I go to Dhuhr Salah with a lot of interest. But where's my Fajr gone? Who is going to pay the accounts for that? Is this deen? This is not deen of Islam. This is the deen of our preference, isn't it? That with happiness I have a bath and put new clothes on and go to Dhuhr Salah. But what about Fajr Salah? Disappeared. Where's it gone? What sort of deen is this? Yeah, I go to Dhuhr Salah, but I don't go to Asr. Oh, I was busy. I got busy. I had to go somewhere to meet somebody. I was occupied. I'll go to Maghrib. Then I go to Maghrib. This is not deen of Islam. This is a part-time deen. We need to steer away from this. Remember this. There are big adab, big punishments awaiting for us for playing around with the deen of Allah. This is the deception of nafs. What do we need to do? We need to ask from Allah. What shall we ask from Allah? Allah, give us strength and firmness in the practice of our deen. 5 times salah. I want to pray in congregation, Allah. Allow me to do this in the masjid. And no weakness should overtake me, no diversion, distraction, that nothing of the dunya should come in front of me, and it's salah time, and that I leave the salah judah. No, rather I overcome all the obstacles, Allah, and I get to salah in the masjid. And this is called taqwiyat in the deen, strength and power. Rather, so what this means is the whole of our deen is based on this, that Allah Ta'ala has given us hukam. We should be firm and stuck to this. Allah Ta'ala gives us hukam that you are not to do this action. And what do we do? Oh no, I won't do it. After today, tawbah. Oh, I've left this action. And then after a few minutes or after a few hours, 2-3 days, we go, a friend comes or someone else comes, I get busy again, then I go back to my old ways. Ajib. Ajib, weird this, isn't it? We've made a promise, and then we go back after a few hours or days. Someone says, oh, why are you doing this? Oh, I shouldn't have done this. Then I leave, I come back to the deen. Then after a few days, we're back to my old ways. So this is extreme weakness in the deen, and dangerous for us. Dangerous. That this is not the success criteria for a Muslim. The success criteria are the orders of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The orders, the message that has come to us, our life totally should be existent on this. And the reason we don't practice is because we are weak on our deen. Practice of our deen is weak. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us the solution, the awrazin. Shall I tell you such an action that if you implement that action, then what will happen to your deen? Your deen will be strengthened, made solid. It will become robust. And your salah will be in congregation in the masjid. All of your actions will be a reflection of Allah Ta'ala's ahkams and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's orders and directions. You will do it with interest and desire and love and passion, and you will be no restriction for you. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us such a method, such advice, then we'll be strong in our implementation of his orders, and all the weakness will disappear. And today, in this day and age, every Muslim man and woman, this is essential, extremely critical. And this advice is such a solution. Why? Allahu Akbar, because we are spread out today, and everyone will die. We will all go into the same graves. We will be asked the same questions. The same angels will come. It's not that the previous Muslims from the previous nations, they were let off and it was easy for them, and today the angels will say, oh, this man's from this country in the Western Hemisphere, we don't need to ask him, it was harder for him. No. Same adab, same punishments for the sins, same basis, same success criteria that came from the beginning till now will continue and will not change. We'll make excuses. Oh no, I was living in that country, it was difficult for me, I had mitigating circumstances and I couldn't comply with Allah's orders. No excuses will be allowed. Aha. Alhamdulillah, fair enough, we were weak, we know, we understand the deen. So let's overcome the weaknesses and take hold of the solutions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, that here is the solution, take hold of it and you'll become strong. That the basis that Rasulullah sallam has told us, that this is how you have to implement my sunnah. That we should implement the sunnah that same way. No, I look in the mirror, oh, I like to be this way, I like this sort of appearance, I don't want to have that appearance, or I like this action, I don't want to do the action. No, totally not. Here is not our preference, our liking, disliking. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi has communicated to us his liking, then our desires go, our likings go. And this is deen of Islam. And not to practice this is weakness. And to stick to the deen, to adhere to this is taqwiyat, strength, power. So today, alhamdulillah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will learn from him such an amal, such an action, that our whole deen will become strong. What a beautiful night of happiness, alhamdulillah. What a great message if we understand this today. And on this action, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us a wazifa. He's given us a lesson. He's telling us to do this. That let's not consider this as a minor hadith. Hazrat Zakariya sahib rahmatullah alayhi has included this hadith in his kitab. He's narrated this hadith in his kitab. I'm not taking this hadith out of my pocket and discussing with you. Pick up the kitabs. The hadith is present there. Such a great sheikh who has written this hadith, included this hadith. But what? That when a person's destiny opens up, then the messages come to him. And he benefits when Allah Ta'ala wants, he delivers the message. When the person wants, he has that message delivered to him. When Allah Ta'ala wants that person to have the goodness of his intention, then Allah sends the nasiha. We don't know where it's coming from. Sometimes you're walking, you hear something in your ears. I've seen such people. They're walking somewhere, and nasiha comes to their ears, they stop. Suddenly, and alhamdulillah, their life changes. It improves. They become better people. You don't need years and days and months. You need Allah's rahmah. Allah's mercy is a sudden impact. When can it come? When will it come? We don't know how long we've got to live. When will the rahmah come? That when are we going to depart from here? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before our death send us a nasiha. We accept it, embrace it spiritually from our heart, and we start to implement for our success. So today, that we are learning what is the strength behind our deen. What is the underlying strength of deen? We are weak, we think, we make promises, I make intention, then I break the promise. Why? Oh, I don't want that this happens, or I lose out, and I'll be lower in status in the world if I implement this action, if I implement this action of Islam, if I follow Sunnah. Oh, if I leave this haram, will I die hungry? Will I have a life of poverty? What will happen to my business, my bank account? Oh, then he says, no, I'm not doing this. Then he becomes stronger, I make the intention, I become stronger, then I break the vows, I make to Allah. Oh, I don't want this to happen. Allah will lose out. And this is called weakness in the deen. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, let me tell you a tariqah that your deen becomes strong, robust, like a rock, like a hard rock. Should we do this action, my brothers? Yes, we should, inshallah. And the second point that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said is that in the both worlds, the earth and the hereafter, you'll get balai benefit. Allah Akbar, say subhanallah. This is a treasure. A massive treasure we're getting today. We get deen and both worlds, we get the benefit, the goodness. We are still in this world. We get guarantee of goodness in this world. Balai, nice food, nice clothes, nice sleeping, nice children, nice sleep, nice health, good health, wife that you like, your children you like them, you have a good business, employment, earnings, and you're safe from haram, everything's happiness, no sins have been implemented, your children are coming home, the coolness of your eyes. This is called the goodness of the world. Ideal life. Brilliant life, whatever I desire, I have sukoon, peace, contentment. And this is called the goodness of the world. And who's giving this guarantee? Sadiqi Masduq, Imam al-Anbiya, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So tell me, what a big amal. We get the deen, total deen, strength in the deen. We don't have half a partridge, half a quail, half a leg here, half a leg, one leg here, one leg there. No, we don't. We're stood firm on the deen. We don't shake. And those reasons that we leave the deen, we leave salah, we lie, we commit fraud, we deceive, we consume interest, we consume haram, we defraud other people, bad situation. Every second we do wrong. Since Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us advice, prescription, let me tell you, such an amal, action, that you'll get the goodness in this world. You will leave all of the evils, wrong sins, and deceiving people and doing wrong to people. Your heart will feel good, pure, you'll be happy, content in your heart. Not that you're a millionaire, rather you may just have £100, but you will consider yourself more wealthy than others. You will not have an inferiority complex. If you see someone else's car, a nice car, you won't feel that you're poor. You see someone else's house, which is bigger, you won't feel that you've got a small house. Rather, your small two-bed terraced house, you'll feel a lot of mazah, enjoyment, lying down, going to sleep in there. You'll say, oh, that I have to give more rent and more rates and that. No, I've got less bills here and I'll sleep easily. I don't need more furniture. So Allah Ta'ala puts his thinking into reverse with regards to dunya and materialism. And the person who's stuck in the world, even if he has a big three-bedroom detached house, he'll say, no, we're squeezed here, it's too small. Look at his house, he's got a big mansion. He's got a four or five-bed house. He just came from the village 2-3 years ago. He's living in the pind in the village. He's illiterate. Look at his buildings, he's got assets and houses. And look at me, I've got nothing to my name. Then he starts slapping his son and his children. Then he'll tell them to earn haram. He'll himself run after haram. And he'll get even bigger assets, bigger cars and houses. But because Allah's given him adab, punishment in the dunya, Allah says, you keep running around like a headless chicken and you're going to get no peace. He has no fikr, worry that his son, daughter's living salah. Here's the house, here's the shop, here's the masjid in front, opposite, and the son is not going to the masjid to pray salah. My wife's not praying salah. No, I have no worries, just dunya. This is adab, punishment from Allah. Allah sent punishment, love for the dunya. We see janazah every day. Today I saw janazah, I couldn't recognize him by his name. So I went and I saw his face. And suddenly I got a jolt. I shook. And have yaqeen, believe me, 5 minutes. I was overwhelmed. I was emotional when I saw that brother. And I remembered him when I saw his face. A few days ago I met him and I knew him and I used to speak to him. Then suddenly I came to my senses. I saw him again. It was him again. I saw. So dunya is ajeeb. He passed away. He's gone. Today, here, gone tomorrow. Then I thought, well, he was here a few days ago. We were discussing it. And so quickly a man passes away and we're sealed in the coffins, in the boxes. Why don't we understand that our mort is going to come? Why don't we have fikr that death is going to come to each and every one of us? Why don't I feel this, that I'm going to depart from this world and I haven't got anything to my name? What will I take with me to the hereafter as luggage, as assistance? So let's think, brothers, this is what's going to happen to every one of us. So two things. The Rasulullah said, shall I tell you such an action? Will give you strength in your deen and goodness in this world and the hereafter. Amazing. Three things. Strength on our deen, goodness in this world and the akhirah. What is the balai of the akhirah? Allahu Akbar, close your eyes and the gardens of paradise guaranteed. Because deen is strong, solid, so we don't need to feel any sadness, remorse. If my deen is strong, then what do I need to fear? That's it. A man gets to success. He will reach to success. Subhanallah. So Abi Razin radiallahu anhu, he heard this hadith and he was so overjoyed. Taqwiyah to my deen, strength in my deen, and goodness in this world and the hereafter. Bala ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please tell me so I can get goodness and the whole ummah until the day of judgment, they can also benefit. Please advise. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, though Abu Razin, if you want that your deen is strong, and you make your deen stronger, and you get the goodness in this world and the next, then listen clearly. And now the wazifa's coming. The prescription's coming. And tie the knot on this, brothers. You'll tie the knot on this one to you. You'll seal this one. You say, Subhanallah. And again, Subhanallah. And again, because when we get such advice, we know we've heard this hadith probably before, but Alhamdulillah, we are revising it in such a way today that it's like we're feeling that it's the first time I read it. Just before I came, this hadith crossed me, I was reading, I saw, and hadith, they come in front of me, and this hadith just crossed by me. And I was about to depart, and I turned the pages, and I read, and I was about to come, and I opened the kitab, the hadith kitab and I saw this hadith in front of me. Wallahi, I'm telling you that when I saw this, then I read this hadith again and it felt like this hadith was for today's gathering, for us today. So I ran, let me go and share this hadith with my friends that such a beneficial thing has come. Let's read this. So what is this advice, brothers? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, listen Abu Razin, listen carefully, clearly to what I'm saying, what I'm about to tell you. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do one thing. Do one thing. What is that? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the majlis, the gatherings of the dhakirin, of those who remember Allah, grab hold of those gatherings, adhere to those gatherings, visit those gatherings firmly, robustly. Allah will say subhanallah. Say subhanallah again. What a great, great piece of advice. That the majalis of the dhakirin who are remembering Allah, adhere to those gatherings. Get to those gatherings. Is this difficult, my friends? And where should we do this from? This majlis morning, evening, Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's like a sale. Open sale marketplace. I was rejoicing for 5 minutes after reading this hadith. Allah subhanallah. Your rahmah, mercy, barakah, blessings. That can such a unique action. And where do we find this majalis of dhikr of Allah? Tell me, where do we find these things? Tell me, in Blackburn, are there any majalis of dhikr, gatherings of dhikr in Blackburn so we can go there? Is there any gatherings in Bradford I can come? Tell me, is there any in Birmingham? I'll go there right now. In Manchester, are there any? Tell me. When we used to have the gatherings in Manchester, you used to go there regularly. Tell me now, are there gatherings there? Allah, Bolton, so much barakah. In every masjid there's dhikr in the morning and in the evening. Morning and evenings. Allah's rahmah. There, is there anyone in this town whose deen is not strong due to the dhikr of Allah? Tell me, is there any human being whose world and this world and the hereafter is not better? Can anyone be devoid of the benefit of deen due to the gathering of dhikr? But only that person who's in his maqaddar is written that this person is unfortunate, that it's not written in his destiny that he can benefit from these gatherings of dhikr. Allah Ta'ala is saying, these are my majalis, my gatherings, my dhikr is being performed, I am being remembered, I'm giving goodness to these people in Bolton night and day to strengthen their deen, to give them strong deen in this world and the betterment in this world and the hereafter. Rather, if we think it's very hard to improve our deen, become strong, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, shall I open the door for you? If you come through this door, you'll be strong. Your salah will never be left. You will go to Jama'ah congregation. You will not consume haram. Sisters will not walk around without hijab, without parda. There'll be no lack of parda. There'll be no haram, no sins. Such a door I have opened, said the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we, no. It's difficult. I've got pain in my foot, in my knees, in my legs. I've got earache. I can't go. It's difficult to go to the majlis of dhikr. Allahu Akbar. Excuses. But when we go into the coffin, into the box, our deen, is it strong? Is my deen strong? Let me delve into my book of accounts. I'm melting. Is this my deen? Is this my deen? I don't have. And then when we get it, we don't take it. Allah, imagine this, that we don't have strength in our deen. And when we get it, we have no. Start fussing over things. Such a big amal Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given to us. Such a big amal. The Abu Razin, that deen, that if you want strength in your deen, power in your deen, and you want the betterment, the goodness in this world and the hereafter, then adhere to the majalis of dhikr and go to those gatherings where they are dhakirin, doing the dhikr of Allah, and you also do dhikr of Allah. Never leave this action. So brothers, my friends, let's promise to Allah that Allah has given us this. I don't know how long this is going to continue. Allah Ta'ala could remove this rahmah of his any time. The majlis may cease to exist, but let's have a bit of desire. Let's sacrifice our time, make effort. What are we earning in one majlis? One majlis we shouldn't leave. Why? Because tomorrow I have to account for my deeds, for the time. How did I spend it? Let's ask ourselves. Hazrat Fadl Ali Qureshi rahmatullah alayhi, who is our sheikh in our silsila, look at his style, look at his method, how we used to get the benefits of dhikr. He said 250 miles by foot without eating, without food. 250 miles he would travel. How many kilometers that? And there was not roads like today in pavements. They were dusty roads, scorpions, spiders, snakes on the way, jungle, forest, wilderness, desert-like environment, from one town through 250 miles through the jungle, forest, walking to another town. Why? To go and attend the majlis, the gathering of Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. And today, mashallah, his message is alive. And today we live here. This is my house. A few feet away is the masjid. A few feet away is my car. Allahu Akbar, I have a motor vehicle. In my motor vehicle, I have the heater system. I have the air conditioning system for cooling. And we have comfortable seats and comfort and luxury. And we park in front of the masjid. And the masjid door opens. We go into the masjid. Nice, luxurious, lush carpet and heating. We don't even do wudu at home. MashaAllah. No. I don't want to do masjid at home. I want to go to the masjid to do wudu. Hot water in the masjid. I don't want to waste the water and my bills at home. We run to the masjid. We roll up our sleeves and do wudu in the masjid. How much tawab we have wasted. Imagine how much tawab reward I've wasted. If I leave home, if I do wudu at home, and I leave my home to come to pray salah in the masjid, it's like I'm wearing the ihram and going for hajj. But no, I don't want to do hajj wudu at home. I want to go in and use the resources of the masjid. So much ease in this day and age. And then on top of that, on foot, majlis, we have a nice warm masjid and kalamat and verses we're reciting, rejoicing, we're happy. Allah's made our emotions, given us His deen. Sometimes we do dhikr silently, sometimes a bit loudly, in a different style. Allah's given style that recite, remember my name, take the enjoyment, alhamdulillah. But we are ungrateful, my friends, aren't we? We're ungrateful. And the reward, we get deen, strength in the deen, goodness in this world and the goodness in the akhirah, and paradise, and Allah's pleasure, and Allah's qurb, and Allah's love, muhabbat, and we get Imamul Anbiya, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. Tell me, will we come? Inshallah. Or is it gonna come in the right and leave from the left? This should not occur, my friends. Oh, we shouldn't be that hard-hearted that we hear the goodness. Whichever individuals are listening to me, my friends, this is a big, massive opportunity. Before we are sealed in the box, alhamdulillah, let's strengthen our deen. And let's make effort. Let's sacrifice our time. That a sheikh, I've told you, he sacrificed his efforts 250 miles without food. He had chickpeas, a little pocket full of chickpeas. He said, Chene, you know Chene, the chickpeas? And he just tied them to his pocket and they would finish on the way. After that, no food, no resources. Then he's passing by a farm. He took the permission of the owner of the farm. And he took 2-3 carrots and ate them raw. Where is he going to make money? Business trip? Is he going to make some hundreds of thousands of pounds or to construct a building? Where are you going? Nowhere. I'm going because my sheikh is there, so I can do dhikr with him. And he said, after this travel, how long did it take him to get there? It must have taken a week by foot, 250 miles, like from here, I'm going to London. Even then, we have a straight road, a motorway. Tell me, if you have no food, how long will it take you to get there? When he would reach there, these were his words, as soon as I entered into the company of my sheikh, and I'd see the khanqah of my teacher, when I'd see the blessed face of my sheikh, I swear by Allah, he said, I'd forget all of my tiredness and my fatigue and my hunger. Everything, I would be fresh, refreshed, just like I've just arrived within an hour. Subhanallah. This is the greatness of the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person does dhikr, then will he not get the hikmah of the deen? Will his name not be made famous? Will he not attain the gardens of paradise? Will his dunya not be full of goodness and benefit? Will he not have goodness in his deen, strength in his deen? The 3 points I said, strength in deen, goodness in this world after us. We should have courage, determination, me and you, alhamdulillah, don't leave dhikr. Okay, sometimes there's an issue, you are forced not to come, you may be ill, maybe tomorrow I'll be ill, I won't be able to come. So that's something that we cannot control. I can't get out of my bed, or I get ill, or such a feeling overcomes me and I get extreme fever, high temperature. Fair enough, I can't go. Then we have ijazah permission. You can't go to the masjid, then can we? We're forced not to go. But little excuses, I can't go, I don't feel like it today, I'm emotional today, I can't. Because such a massive reward, we have to come and just sit down. That's all we have to do, isn't it? Just sit down, close the eyes and remember Allah, move our lips. That's it, we're not making no real effort, are we? So we shouldn't make excuses. Oh, I'm going to do dhikr at that time. Whatever I ask from Allah, I want it. And then my heart feels like this. And only then I'll do dhikr. Don't make conditions, preconditions. Is there enjoyment in that? There should be no precondition. Do dhikr with Allah's love. May Allah give me tawfiq and you. Ameen.